Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Got my hair combed today, not even wearing a hat, and you didn't even notice. I noticed your eyelashes.
I didn't do anything with my eyelashes.
And you're over there churching them up or whatever you're doing with your finger. You're over there sprying them up
Trying to open them up on a Monday, but Jackson's fishing for compliments.
No, I'm saying, like, I look nice for once. I'm wearing a shirt that's too tight.
Even over the weekend before you went and did a charity event, you even posted a picture like, ooh, all dressed up. Look at me.
Because I hardly ever look nice. I normally always look homeless.
You should wear your hair a lot.
Well, I still have the product in it from Saturday. That's why it's like this. Because I only wash my hair like once a week. And this is highly seasoned, as I like to call it. I need to get the product back out. But even though I do take a shower of the hot water, the product still doesn't go out. It's pomade. It's pomade. It's like, you know, it's a hair thing. It holds the things in place a little bit. So
yes, your haircut looks awesome.
So I got this morning when I brushed my beard, my hair was all like, burp, and I went, oh, and I ran a brush through it, and I went, oh, hey there, handsome. How are you doing? I got a haircut on Friday, and I got to give props to the gal that cut my hair.
You cheated on Barber Chuck.
I know. I was in a hurry. And I did it on
Saturday. Oh, I thought you had a coupon maybe, too.
No.
I always get coupons.
It cost me $10 more than I normally do, which that...
Oh, because you got the little back rub?
No, I don't want that either.
Oh, really? My husband loves the little back rub.
I'll tell him from now on, give that to Brad, because I don't want the back rub. Like, I don't want to be there any longer than I... And you always have to talk them out of it. Oh, well, are you sure you don't want the... No, I don't. Cut my hair. That's all I want you to do. But I tip nicely, you know, when I go in for a haircut. Because
Bishop for compliments,
there.
Telling us all he's a big tipper.
Oh,
we get
not
it,
normally,
Jackson.
But, you know, but still. But, you know, it's a $30 haircut, and you drop a $10 tip on him.
$10?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
What? How much you tipping a haircut person? A $30 haircut, how much you tipping?
See, this is where I feel bad. Okay.
Because I would too if
I the
were
places
you.
I go with a coupon, and I do tip the price before a coupon. But still, if it was $20, it's like, oh, they're making $4, 20%. Or if you go to a $30 haircut, they make $6. It's like, it's the same haircut. They're not doing it any different.
But it's still nice to drop them a couple. They're not millionaires. They're not cutting hair to be millionaires. And the gal was pretty fast, and she didn't talk to me much. That's all I ask.
Do you ask that up front?
No, but I really wish that I could. Like, you have to go and sign in, which is annoying. I don't like, they go, oh, make sure you sign in. And the first time I went in, I went, I don't want to do that. And they went, no, we need your phone number. And, you know, and I went, I don't want to do that. Like, you see me here, I want a haircut now. Like, I don't want to work your computer. I didn't come here to do data processing. Like, I came here to get a damn haircut.
This is when you sound like an 80-year-old man.
Well, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to deal with that.
Is it because people sign in, they leave, and then they text you?
No, so they can get your information. Same kind of thing. Same kind of thing why we do stuff. I mean, you know, it's, hey, you want a contest. Now we got you. But, you know, like, hey, we want you to sign in. Give us your email. Give us this. And then they have, like, up on a board, who's on deck, who's up next, sports stuff.
Blah. Yes.
You know, and I don't want to do that. I just want to come in and be like, you want a haircut? Yeah. Any specific stylist? Nope. Okay. Now, but if I am going to sign in, start asking me my preferences. You know? Like, have a scale on there. On a scale
how
of...
How much talking do you want?
That's right. On a scale of 1 to 10, gotcha. How much talking do you want? And mine would be a -6. Like, I will tip you more if you talk less. The more you talk, the less I'm going to tip you.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to hear a bunch of questions. Because here's the thing is, due to my voice, if they don't recognize me... Awesome. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, what do you do for a living? And sometimes I tell them I'm a landscaper. Because then there's not a lot of follow-up. Not a lot of follow-up questions. But if you say, like, oh, I work in radio. Oh, what do you do? What do you, blah, 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 blah. Damn it. That's not what I want.
But if you said to me, I'm a landscaper, I'd be like, really? I'm a first-time homeowner. Let me ask you this. Oh, crap. My lie screwed me up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Backfired.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, I don't know, you know, I'm trying to think of a boring job where I won't get a lot of follow-up questions, and they're trained to be personable.
Right.
You know, we got a blah. No, I don't want, like, and, you know, you got a cute gal, so you got some regular thirsty fella walking in there, and he wants to chat up the cute girl, or you got the goofball getting a haircut next to you trying to talk to you, too. Shut up over there, all right?
Okay,
keep it quiet.
Your haircut came to $30 and you didn't even get the warm towel or the massage?
No.
What?
I always tell them, too, give the next guy two of them.
Oh,
Double up on the next guy. It'll make his day.
Next time you go, can you try the massage just for me? And then you could say you did the massage.
No, I don't want that weird device they pull out that looks like.
Brad thought he wouldn't like it either, and now he loves it. Like, he requests it every time.
Well, I just don't want them to touch me anymore than I have to. Leave me alone.
You got the machine. Oh, you had a long weekend. You got to get that stress out of you, Jackson.
No, that stress is what keeps me alive.
God.
I'm going to live forever due to spite and anger.
There we go. That's a promo. I got to save that drop right there. Jackson Jones. Yes. I'm watching the little video you put together right now on our Facebook page from our Capital K9's dog paddle.
Yeah, so much fun.
Now, speaking of hair, my hair was all crazy yesterday because I have naturally curly hair, and it was kind of like a weird damp day. And
your hair looked fine.
All right.
Did your hair get frizzy? What was the problem
frizzy.
With it? You got frizzy?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I should have worn a hat.
That wouldn't have done anything about the, because your head hair, like, up top is not getting frizzy.
But then it's a distraction. People look at the hat, they don't look at the down hair.
Because so, you have very long hair. That's a part that's going to get like a Troy Polamalu.
What is that?
You know who Troy Polamalu is?
No.
Former Pittsburgh Steeler. He does the head and shoulders commercials.
I know.
There's a new great line of commercials out with him and the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Because he's got like some fluffy hair, but it's short. And they're going back and forth. And at the end of it, Polamalu says, 2 Super Bowls. And then the wind blows his hair all the way back. And then the guy gets a fan. And it just blows the front part of his hair.
Oh, funny.
It's a real funny commercial.
Looking at your comments right now on our Facebook page, they're kind of torn. Some are like Jackson, where 9797 does not want to be that relaxed getting his hair cut. Snap, snap.
I just don't want to be bothered that much. Aaron, Bob loves the MVP.
Her husband loves the MVP.
Enjoy your MVP and your hard cookies. You know, like that's not for me. What I like about Chuck.
Is that cool for something, Aaron? He loves the MVP treatment.
Hey, baby, the kids are gone for the weekend. I'm getting the MVP treatment. Mm-hmm. But like Chuck talks about hunting morel mushrooms. He spends a lot of time giving the guys around him a hard time. Like he just gives everyone else. One thing he always says that, and I keep telling Chef Dave Heidi, you got to come in and see Chuck. Chuck used to cut his hair when he was a kid. Uh-huh. And Chuck always says, yeah, I used to lift Dave up and set him in this chair. Couldn't do that today, could I? Because Dave's about a 300-pound man. He says that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said to Dave, will you please go in and see him? Because he keeps on bringing you up. Every time I go in, he brings you up. Go in and get a goddamn haircut from the guy. Like, he wants to see you. But, yeah, Chuck talks about fishing, hunting morel mushrooms, and that's about it. And sometimes nothing at all.
So the title of the podcast is Don't Laugh at Steph's Laugh. So we're going to air a little snippet of some guys giving me a new laugh.
Okay. I like this. Okay. And I'll tell you what,
show here.
I'm defensive over this now because I think you have a wonderful laugh.
Thank you.
Not going to have any of this crap.
Okay, so play, if you could grab my laugh snippet, do you have that anywhere over there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Today is going to be a decent day, maybe. 50% chance of storms, but a 50% chance of it not raining. High of 72. And this week, the temperatures that we didn't really get this summer are going to start coming back. We're going to start seeing some mid-80s. It is 59 at 542.
So recently, Jackson made the Steph Peters alarm clock kind of poking at my laugh because he isolated my laugh one time. And in case you missed what my laugh is like, yes, you either love it or you hate it. If you could turn on the computer here, Jackson, I think I found my laugh isolated. This might be it.
The Steph Peters alarm. Start the day with the joyous laugh of Steph from the Today's Q106 Morning Show.
Oh my God. Okay, so I ran into some of our friends at the first kickoff of the season at our Badger Liney's tailgate party. Woo!
Oh, yes. What a great time it was.
And some guys brought up my laugh. So I asked them the next question naturally. Listen to what happened. You said my laugh is annoying. How should I laugh?
Ha, 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 ha.
I don't even have
one.
What?
Who is Santa?
Are you having a contraction? Are you having a baby?
No, I'm not.
Okay, how else should I laugh, you guys? So is my laugh better? better than those, at least.
Much better than those right there. I think you have an absolute wonderful, distinguished laugh. Mm-hmm. I always feel bad that I have a super goofy laugh.
You have a good laugh.
Listen to this. So one of my favorite comedians, Theo Von, I just downloaded one of his albums, and I think it was recorded at the Comedy Club on State, and I can hear my stupid laugh about 75 times in the background where everyone else is done laughing and I'm just like a moron. Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry, Theo. there's me laughing there too. Yeah, no. And I was listening to it and I went, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure that he recorded it at the Comedy Club.
Do they usually show where it was recorded?
I have to check.
That would be weird.
Because they do a lot of comics do their recordings there, because it's such a great club. And they have
the
such
audio
a great,
picks up well.
Well, they have
everything.
A great audio system set up for that. That catches it in a computer and a video and all that stuff. So some folks come there purposely to record their albums, and I'm fairly certain I'm in the audience at that time. And I even split it for Mackenzie, and she goes, "Oh my God, that is you." I was like, "Ah, damn it."
What would it be called?
The name of the special is Musket Fire. I think Theo Von Musket Fire.
I'm just Googling real fast to see if it comes up.
Yeah, it's if you have iTunes on your phone, it's free. Whatever, download it. It's very offensive and so dang hilarious. He's one of my favorite comics and spends a lot of time in Madison. He was discovered by being on Real World or Road Rules or something like that.
He looks like one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's very, very, very funny guy, and I've got
to
hang out with him.
Does he have a mullet nowadays?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually just got cast to be in a Chris Pratt movie, which is huge for him. Yeah, your husband would like him. He's on the Adam and Dr. Drew show a lot. He's good friends with Adam Carolla.
Theo Von. He's also on David Spade's new show a lot.
Is he?
Yes, because I see him a lot.
I got to check. I got to find the clips where he's on there.
I can't find it fast enough to see, but that's cool.
Yeah, but look it up if you're on iTunes. I'm pretty sure it's called Musket Fire. But if you just look up Theo Von comedy albums, there's one 30-pound bag of hamster bones, and then Musket Fire is his other album. And
cool.
Very, very funny guy. But yeah, I was listening. I went, oh my God, that is my laugh. It's got to be me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and then there's some of our other coworkers where I was like, can I just record your laugh, and whenever I want to laugh, I'll just hit a button.
Turn your mic off, hit the cough button, and just you laughing.
And speaking of button pressing, it's so funny because if you downloaded the episode a few weeks ago of Greg Bear when he was retiring from JJO, I was chatting with that morning show a little bit more about it, and they have what he says. It literally is just like, hey, yeah. And I'm like, you guys could literally just have kept pressing buttons and nobody would have known that he was gone.
That's the thing about, another show that's on while we're on called Robert and Thomas. they've been around for so long and they have so many pieces, like comedy albums, pieces of audio that they've done. They could continue to be on air with just their best of for the next 30 years. And no one would ever know.
No one would know.
I mean, they've got, whatever national day it is, they've got a song about that. I mean, they've got so much content that they've collected that you would never know. Like, one of them left the show, and you would never know.
Yeah.
I mean, because every once in a while, they're going to play a clip where he was on it. Like, it's, when you have that, that'd be pretty funny.
So I told him you guys should do the Ghost of Greg as a giveaway. Like, whenever you hear the Ghost of Greg appear, caller 9 wins. And then they thought, that could be our Halloween costume this year.
Everyone dress up as Greg?
Yes, the Ghost of Greg.
You're going to need a knee brace.
I know, yes.
Poor guy's legs ain't working that good. Oh, he's walking around. That's what happens when you're tall.
Jackson, you have a good laugh too, says Debbie. I'm looking at some of our comments now on Facebook.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Oh, Aaron, whose laugh do you love, mine or Steph's? Oh, they're loving your laugh. Everyone's loving your laugh. See, I think you have a very distinct, very fun laugh. It's very clear that you're having fun.
And people say it's contagious too. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Just like the clap.
One time I was at a store with my kids who were starting to get crazy. So I was starting to get angry. But right before I got angry, I must have laughed. And someone was like, are you Steph? And they caught me while I then was disciplining my kids. And
yes!
Stella's running down the aisles like, yes, I'm Steph. I'll be right back. Let me go get my kid. And I love to chat with you more.
You've even like, talked about that before. I was like, I'm going to get recognized at some point while I'm yelling at my kids.
Yes. And it happened. I'm like, oh my gosh, so embarrassing.
I had to get in Bryce's face a few times yesterday. Hey, boy. Hey. What are you doing? He's being mean to his little sister. The little one. Little
a
punk.
2-year-old.
Yeah.
All she was trying to do was lay down on her pillow.
Into that cute little face, too. Like, I didn't do nothing. I'm like, oh, yeah, you did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, she's in the wagon, and he's trying to sit on her.
Yes, he was trying to sit on her.
Get out of the wagon. I was almost like, get out of the wagon. Like, leave her alone.
He's like, but my flip-flops are wet. I'm like, you're by a pool. Yes, they're going to get wet. Yeah. That's why we wore flip-flops today.
Once you go close to the water, that's going to happen. No, they were cute.
But they were following the rules because there was an area we were not supposed to eat food. And Stella even called you out. She's like, oh, Jackson brought food over there.
What the heck? Why she got to be? She'd be blowing up my spot right now, little narc.
So that was
not cool, Stella.
Yes. But we're referring to being out at the dog paddle. And the pool was Goodman Pool. They do this every year at the end of the season. They empty the pool, put fresh water in, let dogs come in, go swimming, and all the money raised goes to Capital K9. So we have a really good video that Jackson put together. Just scroll below after we're done here on Facebook, today's Q106 Facebook page.
You can even see my dogs jumping into the pool, Bird and Herkimer. And then that was Herkimer's last hurrah doing that. And then after that, he retreated to where the Pepsi machine was and sat next to that the entire time.
Where people were asking, oh, is Jackson's dog on a timeout? He looked like a dog on a timeout. It was so funny.
He kept putting himself in a timeout.
He did. He put himself in a timeout.
You know, like with dogs, the way their ears are is how you can kind of tell like the mood they're in. And his ears were down, like back and down. So he was like, there's just too much going on. I'm a big baby. And I tell him all the time, you are so not your big brother. Like you, Winston would have been running around just like Bird was.
Yes.
Getting up on everybody's grill. But Herkimer's like, no. And then he kept getting on to DJ Aaron J's speaker. He kept climbing up there. And then at one point he laid down. He must have liked the bass. Like, he likes the bass. Yeah, he's all about that bass. All about that bass.
Isn't there the EDM sound effect? Don't you go dogs and bass? No, chickens and cows. Oh, man. I'm screwing up a joke.
Oh, brown chicken, brown cow?
Maybe.
I think that's what you're thinking of. Yeah. Bow chicken, bow wow.
Yes,
brown chicken, brown
thank
cow.
Thank you. The bow wow. Yeah, maybe think of dogs. Okay. See, I screwed up a joke so bad there. Oh, my God. Brown chicken. Ooh. Remember Tracy Atkins did a song where it was made with puppets and brown chicken. Brown cow.
No, that must have been before my time.
Oh, my gosh.
That must have been before my time. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, so there's something for you guys to Google as we wrap up our podcast today. Brown chicken.
Donk, but donk a donk.
Oh, I'm going to have to show you this. Trace Atkins, brown chicken, brown cow. Wait till you see this music video. You're going to be like, what the heck am I watching here?
Well, Trace has had some alcohol problems in his life.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe he wrote that one in the middle of a bottle of vodka.
Maybe. Yeah. He goes from, you're going to miss this, such a poignant song, to brown chicken, brown cow. Honky tonk, but donk a donk.
The guy's got range.
Yes, he does.
Well, we're going to wrap up here. Thanks so much. Please go click like, do all that kind of stuff if you would. Drop us a rating. And share it with a friend. That's all we ask. That's share the love. That's all that we ask.
Share the laughter.
That's right. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.